You're listening to the Chip Chipperson Podcast on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Chip Chipperson Podcast, you cheap sock cucker. You want to treat somebody to a fine gift during the lockdown? How about a cameo from Chipper? Go to cameo.com/Chip Chipperson. Give the gift of laughter, you piece of garbage.
Yeah. Whatever you say, Daddy.
Oh, I like that. Good. What's up, Bert?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Cool. What's happening?
Whoa, yes!
Fuck yeah.
Bert, your turn. Take it off.
I know. How did I
start?
Yes! Yeah, there's a couple of sickos here in this room. Fuck yeah!
Now it's
Why not? What's up, babe?
Now it's a podcast.
Fuck yeah. How do you feel being sandwiched between two men?
You know, I mean, the only thing that could be better is being in the room with all four of your nipples.
That's true. But don't forget, like, I don't want to bum everybody out, but there's a coronavirus. I don't want to show my nipples because Norton's been eating a whole lot and they're lactating. Fucking Fatso Norton can't stop with his fucking COVID stress.
Oh, what's his favorite food? Do you know it?
Fucking, anything with carbohydrates. He's just a nervous little twerp who's afraid that he can't do stand-up anymore. What have you been up to, Bert? Talk at me.
I'm eating like fucking crazy. All I'm eating are carbs. I can't stop eating fucking carbs. I have more granola bars. I'm
That's
going to
chill.
Like six granola bars a day.
Are you putting weight on? You look good.
No, I'm running like crazy. I haven't drank in 56 days.
Oh, that's fucking cool. Now, are you trying to quit forever or what?
No. I'm just not in a row. Just 56 days out of 60. So.
Oh, just randomly. All right, that's chill. You fucking break it up every once in a while when you start shaking. I understand.
Yeah, I like to have a cold
beer. So why are you stopping? You know? Hey, Christina, what are you doing?
Alone with my kids. And she's going full Exorcist on us.
Now I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I was frozen.
Okay, so yeah. All right, Bert, so you just kind of quit. Was it getting to be too much?
No, it was like the first night home was a Monday. It was a Sunday night, and I was right off the road, and I opened a bottle of Jack Daniels to make a cocktail, and it just seemed odd to be the only one drinking Jack Daniels in my house. So I was like, maybe I won't drink. I'll watch a movie. And then it just kind of started continuing. And then all of a sudden, I was like 30 days I hadn't drank, and that was the longest I've ever gone. Then I went 40, and then I was like, fuck it, I'll drink. Because I didn't want to like get stuck and not be – like I didn't want to get into a place where I was like, oh, I got like 80 days. I'll never want to. I don't want to let myself down.
Yep.
So I broke that shit and then went 2 weeks back in, drank again, and then I had a bender last weekend. I did like 3 days in a row.
Did you get fucked up?
Yeah. Went down and saw the bioluminescent algae. Got my kids out of bed at 11:30. Drunk. I was like, let's go down and see the beach. And so we all drove down into the beach. It was awesome.
Wait a minute, but aren't you supposed to be socially distancing?
Yeah, and I thought it was like 11:30 on a Sunday night. I was like, Saturday night, I was like, no one will be down there. It was fucking packed. There was more activity at the beach Saturday night than there is on a Saturday afternoon in the summer. It was so fucking packed that we walked all the way down to where the rocks were, went out, saw it for a second, then got in the car and just left. It was too many fucking people.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. So I just walk around coughing. Have you done that at all? That's really funny to do. I'm starting like a prank show where I do shit like near a grocery or something like that. And I start like, and I do it around the old people. It's really fucking good natured.
That's gotcha, right?
That's right, yeah. Babe. And I yell, gotcha. But then, you know, we all laugh it off afterwards. All right. So listen, you're quitting drinking. You've lost some weight. You look really good. Is that now a secret time? Is that your old one or your new one?
That's my old one. And my new one's Hey Big Boy.
Okay. Yeah. And it's on Netflix right now. They asked me to do one, but I turned them down.
Why?
It's a good move, man. They're played out. They have too much stuff on their streaming net service.
I agree. Hold on one second. Hold on a second. We're going to have somebody jump in because I think Anthony died. I don't know where he's at. He was supposed to come. No, I'm kidding. Fucking Bert's like, No, he didn't die. He's fine. He's probably just passed out or taking a nap, as he calls it, for 16 hours. What's that, Christina?
You can't joke like that during this time, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know. I forgot where I was, but please, joking is what I do, babe.
especially at Anthony's age, that he is in the really susceptible people with his lifestyle.
True. Yeah, he really, you don't think he's healthy?
A low immune system.
No.
Have you talked to him or no?
No, I just finished his book the other day.
Did you like it?
I was on the toilet and I just started reading and I was like flipping through it and I was like, God, I watched this. I was there for this. I was like, I was listening to the show at the time. And then all of a sudden he talked about going to rehab and I was like, ooh, all right. And then all of a sudden, I picked up and I tore through the whole book.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? There's a lot of fucking, a lot of drinking in that book. He was going to take the drinking out. It was going to be a leaflet, but he decided to leave it in because he's a very hard drinker.
I love you get it? Went to rehab. They went to rehab and they gave him Xanax to get him off alcohol. And he was like, I've been drinking for 4 days. That's what fucking makes me crazy is like when the first time we did Sober October, Rogan was like, hey, man, you can't just quit drinking. And I was like, yeah, I do it all the time. He's like, no, you need to see like a doctor and get it medically supervised. And I was like, oh my God. And that's what, and then he said it and the internet, you know, there's so many people on the internet that have never done any research of any sort. They've just listened to a podcast. And yep. So then all the internet was like, DM me, hey man, we love you. We just don't want you to die on us and have a stroke. You're going to have the DTs. They're going to be bad for about 30 days. And I'm like, oh fuck.
So you were scared to just kind of quit cold turkey because you were afraid you were going to shake apart and whatnot.
No, I just quit. I've always just quit. That's my whole time. If I want to stop drinking, I just stop. And fuck, but man, I don't know why. Chip, you ever did get this where it's like, you'll put something out there like.
Yep. Yeah.
All this.
Yep. Definitely, dude.
Yeah. Right?
So relatable.
Nice. Yeah. Go ahead. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, do you ever put something out like, just as like a question?
Yeah.
Like I put out the first time I drank after not drinking for like 40 days, I put out, that's so crazy. Sober, I've been sleeping about 7 hours a night. Drinking, I slept 9 hours and I got four times the deep sleep that I normally get. And then everyone just wrote back, detox, bro, detox. And I'm like, detox doesn't last 40 fucking days. But it's amazing that I'll read them and then go, I'll get so angry at that person and I'll want to reply to them and be like, listen, motherfucker, you don't know me. Like, and then I'm like, wait, I'm the one that put the question out there.
Yeah, and sometimes they're going to, like, I'll throw a question out every once in a while, like, yo, you ever get so high that you do something and people will respond or something like that. I try to keep it general to leave a lot of room for replies.
Do you ever think, like, about incorporating corporate sponsors into your tweets?
You know, a few of them have asked me, like, fucking General Motors, and a couple of the cereal companies, but I always turn them down. I'm like, because they can't afford my rate.
That makes sense. What about you, Christina? Do you do that?
No, I don't. But I recently tweeted just very general about my desperate want and need of a dog. And then the entire internet was like, adopt, don't shop, get a pit bull. Like, I was like, forget it.
Now that's bullshit. You got to go to a puppy farm. That's the best place, puppy mill, like in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where they got the dogs in a little room just giving birth all day. The fucking dogs love it. It keeps them happy. That's what they do.
Nice and contained, quarantined, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Those are people that know the most about dogs, the one that breed the most. Mm. So the bigger
that's
the,
family,
the better. Yeah, that's what I've heard. Or at least I read it in a thing.
Those are the healthiest ones, Bert. Hey, listen, tell me about your podcast with Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah, we got a podcast called Bill Burt, and it's basically it's gotten so much better now that we're doing it on Zoom because we're both listening to each other.
Yeah. What were you doing, just cutting each other off?
We weren't listening to each other at all when we were in person. We were literally just going, like, just you could see us jokes go, but one time, and now that we do it on Zoom, we both listen. We both answer. It's fucking awesome. It's hanging out with Bill for an hour.
How are you doing it at first?
Once a week. We were doing it live. We were having a cigar, and then Bill has now pulled everything out of his life. We were doing cigars because he didn't drink. And so then, and now he quit smoking cigars, so he brought in sandwiches. And now he's watching his diet, so he pulled out sandwiches. And now we're doing it on Zoom, so we don't have to worry about doing any of that shit.
Oh, okay. That's chill. So it's so easier when you're not in person.
Oh, yeah. It's so much easier. It really is. And you can have guests come in. Oh, shut up. Is this Primetime Sam Roberts?
Hey.
What's up, Sam? How you doing?
How are you, Bert? How are
you? Hey, what's up, Sam? I got your request, so it's happy to have you on.
Chip's not wearing a shirt, huh? Is he trying?
Nah, it's fucking crazy so far. You have no idea.
It really frees you up, right, Chip?
Yeah, I fucking like it a lot, showing off the fucking shoulders and whatnot and just getting nuts.
It's a lifestyle brand.
Fuck yeah.
So lucky. I wish that we could just take it all off.
Why don't you?
No, you can't. Not, you know, not now, especially.
Put a brassiere on.
Got a brassiere on. I'm all stacked up.
You just angle it like this and then throw your shoulders like, look at this. This is a good pose right here, right?
Oh, wow.
You
like that.
That's nice. That's nice.
Like that.
Chip, try it.
Chip's doing it too.
Throw your shoulders back a little more, Chip.
What's that?
Throw your shoulders back a little more. No, not your chin.
Is that good?
That's it.
Hey, no, Bert, what were you saying about Fruity Norton? Sexy. We mercifully got cut off.
Oh, we were trying to get
Hold on.
Out to Norton.
Someone's internet flagging.
And drop in on the podcast. Is it me? No, it's not me. I mean, I see you guys.
Is it okay?
Hold on a second. I just turned my Wi-Fi on. Let's see if this is any better. Hold on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay, sorry, guys. Right. I couldn't hear you. I got a bad internet connection. So what about Norton? You tried to get him on. What did he say? He was doing something?
I don't know. He was reading Hollywood scripts or something. I'm not sure. He had like a big pitch or reading scripts.
And he lied.
Punch up for someone. Oh, for real?
Norton? No, he wasn't. He was probably going over scripts trying to run himself in. Like, matter of fact, speaking of this, the Machine movie that you're doing, I was thinking like that maybe I could be a part of it.
What?
I have the perfect role for you, Chip.
As who?
We have a great fight scene like Eastern Promises where everyone's naked in the sauna. You would be perfect for it. It's a great place to throw in cameos.
Yes.
No, but I was thinking more of like you could take some fucking like stories from my life and use them.
Okay. Well, like, well give me some ideas. Give me some crazy stories that we could slide in.
Fucking, my life's like a fuck.
When you started pitching him, there was no doubt in my mind that you wanted to be the Machine in the Machine. That's the role. And Bert actually having a part for you in this movie was not good enough.
No, but I think that I should have, like, it doesn't have to all be about me. But, dude, one time I was fucking, my Ferrari broke down and the fucking tow truck driver was a serial killer.
Really?
Is that a true story?
Yep. Swear to God.
How did you get out of this? How did you survive?
I took the truck when he went out to hook the car up and I fucking took off.
Whoa. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You run over him first before you left?
No, I backed over him like the Boston bomber and his brother. I backed over him and ran over his fucking body and killed him and drove away.
Perfect.
What a reference.
Hold on a sec. Yeah, I didn't expect to have to explain the old backed over part, but thank God that was there. Now let me ask you something, Bert. What's the skateboard in the background?
It's so big.
It's a
surfboard. Sorry.
Tell you what it is. I'm starting a flip-flop company.
Wait
and
a
the
second.
Surfboard was a gift.
Wait, are you really starting a flip-flop company?
Yeah, I'm starting a brand of flip-flops with this company
what
called Freewater.
Your flip-flop so much better than the average flip-flop?
Yeah, hold on. That's what I was going to ask. What makes your flip-flop the gold standard?
It's got a picture of me on the bottom.
Do you have a shirt on?
No.
Dude, I'm doing the same thing, but with sneakers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who are you partnering with, Chip?
What's that?
Who are you partnering with?
Sneaker company.
I know that Sam really likes sneakers. He's a big sneaker head.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, he is.
Know, because I know that, that can be a big thing. Like, there are certain big celebrities. Like, when Jordan Brand gets, like, a Travis Scott or something like that, everybody prospers from it. So I was just wondering if there's any specific shoe company that you were partnering with or if it was just a shoe company.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. That's it. So you understand. Oh, so when is your flip-flop going to come out, Bert?
It's It was supposed to come out on pre-sale this Friday, but we had to push it.
Why?
Because the products came in from Asia and they were contaminated.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Got a fucking bunch of disease flip-flops floating around your fucking garage. That's nice.
And I told them, don't throw them away, that we'll sell them at a discount. I said, just put them on the wall.
Do a BOGO. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, what are you drinking, babe? This is when I like it.
Oh, this is a little white wine spritzer.
Yeah, just so you guys know, yeah. We've learned that Christina's an alcoholic.
I wouldn't say that I'm an alcoholic. I would say that I'm in quarantine and taking the edge off.
Yeah, I understand. That's how any alcoholic would phrase it. Bert, go ahead, ask
her. Once a week.
Once or twice a week. Wow, that's a lot from what I'm used to.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm more of a pothead than an alcoholic.
I've been wanting to eat edibles this whole time so bad, but I'm scared of them. So I'm afraid I'll eat one, and then I'll be like, fuck, now I got to take
those put me in a hole. I've thrown up on an airplane. I can't mess with those.
Wait, why'd you puke on a plane? From COVID?
No, from an edible I took when I was in Las Vegas right before I boarded the plane. I ate a little brownie piece, and then done. Dead.
So what happened, babe? You got like what? You got sick on the plane and threw up?
Yes. Are you even listening? I got sick on the plane.
Sick on a plane. What airline?
It was United.
She keeps telling you what happened, and then you ask her with assumptions based on stuff she didn't say. She already told you what happened.
But I would hate to get sick on a fucking plane. So, Bert, you ought to use this one. One time I was in London at a funeral, right? It's a true story. I fucking rented a car, and it accidentally had a racing engine in it.
Hold on. Whoa, this is the beginning of a fucking yarn. So it had a racing engine. When did you find out it had a racing engine in it?
I was fucking, I was ahead of the funeral, right? And we all had the flashes going. And I'm just like, let's see what this fucking thing can do. Because all the cars were following me from the fucking wake to the actual burial site. So I What's that, babe?
You're supposed to drive slow with your flashers on.
Yeah, they kept texting me and shit, but I didn't get them because I was driving. So I'm fucking speeding past Big Ben. I'm like, fuck it. And they're all fucking flying behind me. And
Chip, I have a question.
Sure, what's up?
The funeral procession went past Big Ben.
Yeah, we're in London. We went past the giant clock because my friend who passed away had a thing for Big Ben. So we was going to drive by it. It was going to chime 21 times to honor him.
21 times?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Did you just drive around the circle while it dings 21 times?
Yeah, but I was driving so fast that everybody wound up getting off course and it was just a big mess. And, you know, His wife, who was in one of the other cars, had a car accident and had a spinal injury.
How are you with driving on the other side of the road, Chip?
Well, that was the thing. Nobody told me, so there was a problem. I had no idea. But, Bert, you ought to use that shit for your movie. So, listen, what kind of an adventure would me and you go on? Let's paint a picture.
Well, I wish we were starting one where you found out we were in a race car. That's in London. That sounds like a Guy Ritchie movie right there.
Dude, please. I got one time, right? I used to work at the zoo and I made balloon animals. And one time I fucking put so many of them together. This fucking thing picked me up and fucking carried me across the zoo. Like I dropped in a fucking rhino cage.
Wow. You know what you should start doing, Chip? Chip, you got to start saying in your stories, true story, because these are so outrageous. I think people will think they're lies.
No. I got dropped in a rhino cage, and it was so lucky I landed right on his back, and he was so crazy. We jumped over the fucking fence, and we started running. It was fucking crazy.
It's like a real-life Jumanji.
Yeah, kind of, but then he gored the back of a stroller, and the police shot him.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Yeah, there was a death.
Was there a casualty? Then?
Yeah, there was six or seven casualties, including the rhino.
I mean, I'm assuming it wasn't an empty stroller.
No, it wasn't. He just gored it and picked it up and ran around the park with it. Everybody blamed me.
Everybody blamed you?
What about this? What about this for an idea? Since it is a movie, you do have to zhuzh things up a little bit for showbiz.
Yep.
What if Bert put in the scene where you were at a funeral, which I won't even ask because I don't want to get personal, but it is weird that you were at the head of the procession and his wife and all these other people were behind him. I don't know how you could have been this close to the person. But regardless.
Aren't you driving the dead body? I thought he was driving.
But, no. I was just in the lead car. The body was behind me.
Jim, what if it turns out while you're riding this rental car in a funeral that you found out had a race car engine by mistake? Also, you had tinnitus. So you had to have headphones in the whole time. And you were listening to cool music while you were driving.
I'm way ahead of you. I already thought of that, but I wasn't going to have like the fucking things. I was going to have it like in little earbuds. And, but the only problem is the guy that I wanted to play like the big boss is apparently unavailable. I don't know why, but I'm trying to get him, but they said that Kevin Spacey is unavailable. So I can't do it. It's really a goddamn shame.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, that stinks. That stinks. He would.
Hey,
be
by the way,
and you, and, yeah.
Oh no, I'm listening. My internet stinks. I'm listening. Go ahead. Boom.
No. I heard. By the way, I wanted to hear what you're gonna say.
Yeah.
Oh, just that this is gonna be the last podcast that they can watch the entire version for free on, because I'm going to Patreon. The audio is gonna be free, but the video they're only gonna get a few minutes. And then they got to go. And I'm trying to build tiers. So I was hoping that maybe people could help me put some ideas together.
Wow. That's huge, Chip. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to have about 17 tiers. I think there should be a lot of tiers.
That
maybe we can get tattoos
things.
Of tiers on our faces. Just to
Babe, let me do that one. Go ahead. Lead me into it. Bert, lead me into the fucking teardrop tattoo line.
Man. 17 different tiers. You got to do something with tiers.
What teardrop tattoo or something, right?
That's a brilliant idea, Chip.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're
See, babe,
them.
I just thought. No, I thought that I should have made it. You know what I mean? Because it's my Patreon, and I should probably be the one with the fucking good ideas like that. That's all.
Listen, I'm here to support you. So whatever you say, Chip.
Hey, that's the way it works. That's what happens with my family. If they say something funny, I put it in my act and tell them I wrote it.
Bert, that's what I'm trying to fucking say. I do the same shit. All right, listen. You tell me what you think of these tiers, and if you got any ideas, fuck it. All right, one of them. This is going to be called the Executive Chipsonian Membership. $187 a month. Once a week, I make a 10-second video of me eating soup or something.
Yeah, I like that number. Good,
it's a good value.
Like
My only concern is that for that amount of money, if all they get is access to a 10-second video of you eating soup, that's almost, I mean, it's double, it's over double what you charge for Cameo.
That's
they,
it.
They
I have
could
a question.
Just ask you to, they could ask you to just eat soup on Cameo for half price and it would be individual.
We got more.
Okay.
Will you just be eating the soup or will you also blow on the soup before you eat it?
If I blow on it, it's going to be like a 15-second video. So if I do that, then the next month is only going to be 5 seconds. But I'm adding other stuff.
Once a month, I'm going from the top to the bottom. Because a lot of people start at the bottom and then work their way to the top.
Oh, this is the bottom. This is the bottom.
Okay. I thought, because it sounds to me like you watching you eat soup for 10 seconds seems like top dollar. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking Bert, you're doing well on your audition. Believe me, you don't have to be so nice. Fucking Krishna. All right, once a month, I'm going to go bowling and put my score up exclusively for members.
That's another tier?
No, that's part of the same $187 a month tier.
Oh, what a value. That's incredible.
What's your average bowling score?
300.
Oh, well, definitely that's worth it then.
All right. And I'm going to let patrons vote on what color socks I wear when I'm working on dance routines.
Do you have a lot of colored socks?
White and black.
But at least everyone knows what they're getting up front, 50-50.
Yeah.
Are they dress socks and like sweat socks?
Well, I was going to wear flip-flops, but the panties sent me were all diseased. Chipperson calls it back.
Yeah, call back. That was strong.
All right, that's $187 a month. Now, for $189 a month, you get Executive Chipsonians. It's the same, but there's an S at the end. Executive Chipsonians membership. And the first two perks are boring, but I'm going to do it. Once a month, I'm going to post a video of me taking a sledgehammer and destroying an imported sports car.
Yes.
Every Tuesday, yes. I'm going to teach a parrot to scream, suck my pecker, and then I'm going to hide it in a casket at somebody's wake.
It's a little boring, but still, it's still fun. I mean, it is still value.
Can I say, right. I think you're undercharging. I truly do.
Is it because you're drunk?
No, I'm being serious. You're going to teach a parrot to talk every week? I'm there for that.
No, it's going to be the same parrot, babe. She's so naive.
She's tipsy.
The parrot goes in the casket. Just out of curiosity, when will you get the parrot out of the casket before they bury it?
You know, Bert, it's funny you should say that because I've already shot 6 pilots and I've not yet gotten a parrot back. And I don't know how to fucking go in there and get it when the grieving family is crying and slamming the lid shut. That's a great question. So I may actually have to teach a parrot every week.
So many pilots.
Yep, it's a lot of pilots. once a month, I'm going to release in behind-the-scenes footage of my new reality show called Library Surprise.
I didn't even know that was coming. What's Library Surprise? Give me a
software. All right, what I do is I take a book out of the library and I bring it back accidentally to the wrong library, and then I hook up like hidden cameras and I watch them like work through. Like, this isn't my book. What are we supposed to do with this?
Are you whispering the entire time?
What's that?
Are you whispering the entire time?
No, no. We leave the cameras and we go back and get them in like 2 weeks.
No, I know, but you can't be loud in a library, so you can't really make a fuss there, you know?
Well, I don't stay in the library.
you just drop the book off and leave.
And the hidden cameras are hooked up, yeah, and they pick up the craziness.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know what I think is really cool? I like the way you say we say library in California. But I like that where you say library. This would be interesting because there's a lot of words that people say differently in different dialects. And I'd be curious to say how you say certain words. Like, how do you say the word C-E-M-E-N-T?
Kement.
Wow, that's really fascinating.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Good tip. Nailed it.
Little regional dialect. Cement.
Is the T silent at the end?
No, I say cement. You say cement.
Oh, yeah, cement. I understand. Like on the ground.
Right.
How would I say cement?
No, you just
you said cement.
Well, he spelled it, but he spelled it. You know, the connection's not good. All right, give us another word, Bert. Believe me, I'll talk to you.
Okay. What's a word people say different? A lot, Sam. You know, like a word that kind of one. Okay, you know, how about the word wash? I know people in Boston say wash, and right. People in how do you say that? Wash.
Wash. Yeah, my mother would always say, "Get downstairs and wash your socks."
What? Where was your mother from?
She was from Schenectady.
Okay.
Good leg.
Yell down, black or white ones, Ma.
Oh, I already knew the answer to that. Oh, for the socks. Yeah. All right.
Right. What about this one? Chip, what month comes after January?
February.
Okay. That's interesting.
How are you supposed to say it?
No, it's just a regional thing. I mean, I usually say February, but sometimes I overpronounce the R's for comedic effect.
How do you say it, Bert?
February.
February, that's nice. It sounds really good. It sounds like refined.
How do you say the word W-A-T-E-R? In Philadelphia, they say it a little weird, but how do you say it?
Wood.
Whoa.
That was a heavy New York accent, I think, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard you say that before. What about B-A-G-E-L? Upstate, they pronounce it very, very differently than they do in you know, the New York City area.
Wait, what is the word? B-A what?
G-E-L.
Bagel. Bagel.
Bagel.
B-A-G is bag and E-L is bagel.
Bagel. Yeah. I say bagel.
I've heard bagel, but I've never heard bagel.
No, it's bagel.
What about C-A-R?
It's a bag and E-L. You gotta say something different.
Car.
Whoa.
No, there's more to it. I think I got cut off.
Oh,
C-A-R. C-A-R. We all spell it car. C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
This is a difficult one.
That's a good one.
Caramel.
I say it the same way, actually.
I say it the same way. Yeah. I've ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
I think ethnic people say caramel.
Oh, like the flavor?
Yeah.
Oh, caramel. That's the caramel.
Cold.
It's not a flavor, cream of caramel on it.
We should do it. We should do this differently. We should start by saying, "How do you pronounce this word?" And then, how do you say this?
Caramel. That's what I say. You got ice cream with caramel sauce on it.
Okay, how about this? I won't spell it out. I'll just tell you the things you put on before you go to bed. You put them on.
Music.
Music.
Wait, what do you put on before bed?
I put. Short term is PJs, but
jammies.
How do you say PAJAMAS?
Pajamas.
Pajamas. That's what I say. Pajamas.
Perfect.
Yeah. Why? How do you say it, babe?
Pajamas.
No, I meant Sam.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I've heard. I've also, but believe it or not, pajamas.
Pajamas. Oh, I say pajamas. Now that I think about it, I think I say pajamas.
Right. And Chip says pajamas.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about radiator versus radiator?
Yeah.
How do you say it, Chip?
Probably radiator.
Why do you have to
radiator?
Why do you have to think about what the right answer is before you just say how you say it? You shouldn't have to think about it. You just say the word.
Because I vowed never to say that word again.
Did something happen?
Wait, I got to hear the story.
When I was little, if I misbehaved, I would have to stand with my buttocks against the radiator.
Bro, those things can get hot.
Oh, no. Yeah, really, of course. It was always when it was hot.
Oh, no.
Was that a summertime punishment or a wintertime punishment?
Normally in the winter. You ever hear the steam coming out of a radiator? Boy, that was always the signal. It's about to get sore, Lyle.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. All kidding. You want to put that in your fucking movie. Believe me. So when are you guys shooting?
Well, we were going to start. I think we were looking to start production in June, but who knows now?
Yeah, no, you should probably push it back because I had a movie project pushed back. So I might have time to do yours. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love if you can make room for mine.
Who else is in it?
Right now, just me. We've talked to Adam Devine about playing a young me, and he's shown interest, I think. But I don't know what's going to happen.
Dude, I should be your crazy friend. Trust me, we would have a fucking, we would just laugh our balls off the whole time.
They wanted to get Tom Segura to do it, but he's not available. Do you think you could play Tom Segura?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do a line read, okay?
Like, sure, go ahead. Boom, get the script.
I'll give you the scene, and the scene is you have to convince me we're going to Russia, okay? We're at my daughter's birthday party. And you have to convince me we're going to Russia, okay? I'll start it off. Tom, I don't want to go, man. I don't want to go. I've already been once, and it didn't end well. I want to stay here.
Don't you understand? That's where the nuclear secrets are.
But I know that now.
We got to go, man. They're building a bomb.
Why would you change the movie like that?
Take all my money.
Maybe
right?
You know what I really find hilarious?
No, that's how I would convince him.
You killed it. You killed it.
You know, this is exactly what Colin Quinn did to the director of... This is exactly what Colin Quinn did to the director of Crocodile Dundee 2 or whatever Crocodile Dundee movie he was in. It's what Chip is doing to Bert right now.
No, but it's different.
You mean...
Because Bert and I are friends. Yeah, Colin wasn't friends with them. Bert and I are friends.
Nope.
Different. Sure. Sorry about my internet connection. It's never very good at night.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
I feel bad that I'm cutting in and out and everybody's having a good time and old Chip is left out on the doorstep again.
No, never. You're always right there in the middle of the room.
Chip, when you were growing up, that didn't really happen, did it? You being left out of the fun?
Yeah. One time I went to a house party. I was like going to ask this girl to dance for the first time. And when I got there, they were all standing there laughing at me in the window.
Why? Why were they laughing at you?
Because she invited me.
Yeah.
So they could poke fun at me. And I heard all the music. And then when I was walking up, I had on my suit with a carnation. And the music got real low and I just heard whispering.
What were they whispering, Chip?
I couldn't tell. So then I put my face up against the screen. And I'm like, Lisa?
And then?
So how did you get Lisa back? How did you make them pay?
No, I didn't. I never saw nobody. All I know is that everything just went black and I woke up on the lawn.
That doesn't add up, Chip.
What did they do to you?
We're missing a huge chunk of the story here.
Yeah. What happened is when I put my face against the screen, they had planned this. One of the kids had like feces in his hand and a baggie, and he punched it into my face through the screen, and I got knocked out and fell onto the lawn. You want to put that in your fucking movie?
That's terrible, man.
God, I'm going to definitely steal that and put that in the movie. That's a brilliant scene.
Let's do another line read.
I think what's hard for me is that I'm seeing it, like I'm acting in it, but I'm also producing the movie. So I think it's easier if I see it. So Sam, why don't you play me? Christina, you play my wife, and Chip.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Chip could play me. Sam, you play Tom Segura. Chip, you play Bert. And Christina, you play my wife, Leanne. Okay. Now, we just got back from Russia.
Okay.
We've got the nuclear
secrets. Who am I playing?
We've got all the launch codes. You're playing Bert. You're playing me. So, and okay. I mean, I'm already like looking at you with your shirt off. It's like we're halfway there. So we have you guys got the launch codes.
Yeah. Okay? I know how to do it.
And Christina, you need to convince everyone. It's not about the launch codes. It's about singing happy birthday. All right. So Sam, you're Tom. Chip, you're Bert. Christina, you're Leanne. And action.
You guys, it's not about the launch codes. It's about singing happy birthday.
I'm drunk.
No.
Hey guys, wrestling's fake and I'm pretty overweight.
I'm fucking drunk.
Bert, clearly I'm the only serious actor here.
I'm going to run a fucking marathon, babe. I'm drunk.
Who wants to say the R word?
All right. So you're a producer, Bert?
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was it. That's it. That's really great. I think you guys are killing it.
And scene.
Sorry, I forgot.
But no, serious. I could be in your movie. I'd be really good as just like your friend or something, just like a co-guy you hang out with.
What about like a body double or a stand-in?
Oh. Nah, because they got to hear me like just riffing.
No, I meant if I did like a body double or a stand-in for you and you did all the riffing?
What do you mean?
Like, you're so good with these stories. It's like if they put you, like, we'll use your voice, your face, and I'll do the body so everyone recognizes the body.
But then it wouldn't be your face. No, I got to be friends with you because you're the guy who they want to see. But me, they'll probably like an introducing and be like, oh, fuck, this guy's on the scene now, you know?
Okay. Let's do one more scene.
So, all right. You paint the picture. I'll pick it up.
Sam and Christina, you guys are in the Russian mafia, okay? So only speak Russian in this scene. And
okay.
Chip, me and you are hogtied in a warehouse, and I'm going to tell the machine story to get us out of it, okay?
Okay.
So you guys are about to kill us. I'm panicking. I'm freaking out. I'm drunk. I don't know what I'm doing. And then you need to calm me down in my ear and whisper, Bert, you got to tell the machine story. I'm going to say, Chip, I forgot how it goes. And then you like lead me into it. Okay, here we go. And action. No, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Not with my best friend.
No, Bert, simmer down. Tell the machine story to Pete's sake.
Set him on fire.
Oh, I love a Russian girl. Hold on a second, Bert. Let me just look at her big, giant bosoms.
Hey, Chip, they're going to light us on fire.
Oh, tell the story about them being a machiner.
I forgot. I'm so panicked, Chip. How does it start?
I will break you.
Yeah, you think you're going to set anybody on fire? My friend is known as the machine. Tell them the story.
When I was 22 years old, I can't do it, Chip. You tell it.
I don't remember it, man. I'm too fucking scared myself. When Bert was 22, something happened. Go ahead, Bert.
End scene. That's fucking perfect.
That was really good.
Damn it.
That was really good.
You're a natural, Chip.
Who was your last guest on your... What? Go ahead, Sam.
I like how somehow in that scene, the movie has gone from here is how the machine story happened to let's escape from the Russian mob by telling them the story of hanging out with the Russian mob.
Well, let me ask you, the machine story, is this something that people know or don't know?
No. I don't think, it's not everyone knows it, but a few people know it.
Now, is it a true story? And is it something that, like, how long would it take you to tell it?
It would take me 13 minutes, and it's a true story.
Oh, it's a long one. All right. Nah, dude, I got a lot of like that, too. Believe me.
Opie and Anthony. I did Opie and Anthony back in the day, and they asked, and Opie asked me to tell it within my first 15 seconds of sitting down. And to this day, I feel like it's the biggest mistake I've ever made in radio.
Why was it a mistake? Did Norton just look at you and blink and go, seriously, is that true, and not get the humor in it?
No, it was when they all hated each other.
Oh, so it was sometime between 2004 and 2015.
Everyone was on their phone, and I told it to nobody.
You know, I remember that appearance, and poor Bert didn't realize that he was only being asked to tell the machine story so that the host didn't have to talk to each other for 10 minutes.
Wait, was it all three of them or was only two of them left?
It was all three of them. And then Henry Winkler walked down the aisle and everyone went, hey, look, it's Henry Winkler.
Oh, no.
He smells so good, that man. Oh, my goodness. Like a fresh meadow.
Oh.
Best smelling man in show business, Henry Winkler.
Oh, boy. She is fucking loaded. She's fucking drunk.
It's a true statement. He smells really good.
Bert, did you feel good or bad after you told the story?
I felt very, very bad. I remember I sat there and they went, that's great. We're going to go to break. And everyone got up and left. And I was sitting in the room by myself.
Sam, where were you when this happened? You let him just sit there by himself.
I left too. I didn't want to be around.
You were supposed to be producing.
He was so nice too. I remember he was such like, he was so excited to be there. Like he had thought that he was booked a couple times before that and he didn't get booked. And then he finally got booked and he was like, he saw me in the hallway before the show. And he's like, Sam. And I was like, oh, he actually knows who I am. He actually listens to the show. This is amazing. Like and then he went in and just like, he went, I remember when Bert started feeling comfortable with me, he came up to me and he was like, hey man, is it always like that? I was like, yeah, Bert. Yeah, it is.
Oh, it was uncomfortable. Oh. I hear you. How long into the show was it now? Was it like in the 2010s?
It was when I did David Letterman. So it was probably 2000. Yeah, God damn it. It was probably 2011. It was 2010, probably 2010. Yeah, I did Letterman the night before, and that got me on the show.
Oh, wow. And then he went on, and it just kills the Letterman buzz. That nice high you had just got spoiled by those three lumps sitting there.
No, actually, I had a good appearance after that. It was the first 15 minutes were very uncomfortable.
What finally turned it around?
Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler. I got done the machine story, and you guys go, hey, it's Henry Winkler. And I said, I know him. And you were, Chip. Jim and...
Oh, please don't confuse us. Believe me, I have to deal with his fucking eating and his dick sucking. I just want my own time without him.
It was Jim and Opie were excited at Henry Winkler, and I said I knew him because I had done Letterman with him the night before, so I stuck my head out, and I was like, Henry Winkler, and he went, hey, I had met him in the green room. He goes, Bert, and I brought in Henry Winkler, and I remember everyone was like, you know Henry Winkler? And I was just like, yeah. And so, but it was a good, it was a really good appearance after that. Just, I would never have told the machine story on that show.
Wait, did Fonzie come in? Because I was always a big Fonzie fan. I used to dress like him in high school and try to impress girls.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Fonzie came in.
The girls must have been, I mean, excuse my language, Christina, but they must have been creaming themselves with you.
Yeah, that's good. That's clean.
Yeah.
They must have been pretty sloppy down there in their holes. That's fair. That's not dirty.
With you dressed as the Fonz in high school, women must have been no problem for you.
Yeah, I remember in high school there was a guy that dressed like the Fonz. Everybody was running out for the Halloween thing in front of the whole cafeteria. But this one guy had a little something wrong with him. And even high school kids were nice to him because he just went out in his fucking stupid leather jacket and he thumbs up everybody. And people just kind of clapped politely. And then he went back and sat down and he fucking didn't win the Halloween costume contest.
Oh, what a
looked
shame.
Like a real asshole though.
I'd like to see you in a leather jacket, Chip, with no shirt on underneath.
That's maybe the way I always did it. That's the way I always did it.
Yeah.
Wow. Hair slicked back or just regular?
Sure. Anyway, you know, I'm just looking mostly at the chest area. I don't even see the hair, right?
Yeah, I would a lot of times put it up in a bun. Girls like it when you put it up in a bun. Man bun's a nice look, yeah.
Wow, you did a man bun back then. That's pretty progressive.
Yeah, yeah, that's what a lot of people used to tell me. How's Joe Rogan? I'm trying to get him on the show.
Oh, he's texting me with it right now. We're looking at properties in Texas.
What are you guys moving together?
Yeah, we're done with living in California. We're going to move to Texas. It's all over the news.
Wait, what?
No, maybe I shouldn't spill the beans.
That's okay. It's not live. What's going on? You and Joe are moving to Texas?
Me, Joe, and Tom are looking at property in Texas. I think we're going to move to Texas.
And just live there full time?
Yeah.
What part of Texas?
I don't know. We're texting about it right now.
Dude, the Four Musketeers. How much fucking fun would we have?
Oh, are you coming too?
Are you guys going to be on one big compound or is it separate neighborhoods?
I don't know. Ask Chip.
That'd be so much fun. We could all do Joe's podcast, a fucking bunch of laughs. Everybody could do mine.
Yeah, we could all do each other's podcasts. We get four ranches. We'll get one big compound and then just cut it in an even four square. And then we'll put our houses on the center so we can all just walk from door to door to door to door. But then have all this land this direction. I think it would be great.
That's a fucking great idea. Like maybe in Dallas or something like that. So we go to the football games.
We go to Dallas. We could go just outside Austin. We could go just outside Houston. We could go outside Amarillo. Just outside any big city would be great.
Yeah, those were all in Texas.
I think that you would look so good in cowboy boots and a hat. And a cowboy hat. I mean, a nice bucket hat. That's right there.
I have like a Western outfit, but apparently I didn't know. Like I had on a pair of chaps, but I didn't realize that from the back everything was visible, so I kind of gave off the wrong vibe.
Wait, chaps, aren't they visible from the front also?
Yep, they are.
Vibe's pretty right to me.
You're supposed to wear pants under chaps. Chaps go
over. Yep, that's true. Otherwise, you look like a male hustler.
That should be the name of your book. I'm just like everyone else. I put my chaps on just like you without looking at all down.
One cheek at a time.
That's vulgar.
No, it's not.
Chip, she's drunk. She's drunk. Lay off.
You're drunk. Sound like a lady.
I said cheek.
So is Joe asking to come on the show?
He texted me earlier and asked me what I was doing, and I said I was doing Chip's show. And he was like, who books that? And I was like, I booked it through my agent. And so I'm not certain, but I think he's going to leave his agent because, and maybe come over to my agency over at UTA.
Would he send the tape?
Yeah. I guess he'd be
got to watch a compilation tape. If somebody wants to come on the show, I have them send a tape with like seven or eight other full length podcast appearances. And I watch them all through and I make a decision.
He's texting me right now. Hang on one second. Oh, hang on. Let me reply to this.
Yeah.
Try front row raises. They're really good for your shoulders. That's what I do. If that's what you
accomplish. Wait, what are you giving him workout advice? He's in better shape.
Oh, no. He texts me about workout advice all the time. Hold on. Hey, would you send a tape to be on Chip's show? Send. Okay. He's working out. I'm giving him advice on workout. So.
Yo, tell me to do curls.
100%. In that red 100 with the lines under it, he wrote that 100. He's sending their lists of 100, 100%, 100%, 100%. Okay. Oh, cool. He wants to know what the address is. Chill.
I'd love to get him on.
But he also wants to know where he can find a tape. He doesn't know where to buy tapes.
He's right. It is kind of a fuck. Tell him I could just go to watch it on YouTube. We could Zoom. It'll be a lot of fun.
Perfect.
You got his number? Can I have his number?
Yeah, you want his number? Hang on. I don't know it by heart. I got it.
Chill.
Text him right now and see if he replies.
Wait, hold on a second.
You should definitely text him.
I should, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to mess this up, Chip.
All right. Oh, God damn it. I'm all nervous now. I keep hitting the wrong buttons. Hold on a second.
Oh, come
what
on.
Is it?
Okay, this is...
Fuck it. I'm going to call him. Hold on a second. I don't give a fuck. Three what?
Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed. Oh, he's got his phone off because he's in the gym. He's in the
sauna. Oh, all right.
So hit him in with the text. Hit him with a text.
Yeah.
Thought you were giving me the wrong number.
No. That's his number.
Has that ever happened to you, Chip, where you give a girl a number and then he gives you the wrong number?
Yep. I was like, but there's supposed to be 7 of them. She was like, no, it's 5 numbers.
Guess the other two.
Yeah. So, Bert, you're regretting the decision to say yes to this?
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? This has been the most fun I've had on a Zoom call all fucking last 60 days.
All right, yeah. That's chill. I'll believe that. So, I appreciate the Patreon people for next time. This time it's for free, but the next time most of the video is going to be on Patreon. Fucking cake for the chipper. I got to make some fucking money.
I hate that I'm not there to wipe your mouth. Jesus.
I wiped it, babe. Simmer down.
No, but it's so foamy.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
it's a little nice.
All right, listen.
Not nice.
Yeah, it is.
It's sexy.
Okay, I'm the odd man out, I guess.
Thanks, Bert. Hey, so Bert, let's get you a couple of plugs. I know you want to go out and tour on your special. It's called Big Bert's. What's it called? The Big Boy?
It's called Hey, Big Boy.
Hey, Big Boy. It's on Netflix.
And then as soon as they lift the quarantine, I'm hitting the road for a fucking year straight.
Yeah. Do you miss it?
I miss it so fucking much. You have no idea.
Dude, I miss it too. Believe me. I like just to go out and I was fucking doing these improv shows. It was fucking crazy.
I heard you were selling out theaters.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know how much fun it was to outsell Norton easily? I really couldn't have been more thrilled than to see his dumb face drop when he looked at ticket counts for me.
That's really, you guys share ticket counts?
True story.
Well, I peek when he doesn't know I'm looking in his email. I see his ticket counts. And I'm like, ugh. I see my own and I'm happy. So listen, before we go, you want to tour together or something?
Well, I would love that. We should probably do that. And then what we'll do is we'll each do an hour and then we'll put stools up on stage and kind of do like a back and forth thing and get ready for the movie.
Dude, I mean, I'm in. If you're not kidding, I'm in. We can start planning it right after the show.
I'm not kidding at all, man. We'll definitely do it. I would love that.
All right, because I could just sit there and improv. I'm really hard to improv with.
No, you're so quick, man.
No, but I'm saying no one can keep up. That's the thing. When I'm sitting on a stool.
Yeah.
Much better than anybody else. So.
Well, I think that's why I want to do that, is that I want to get my chops up so that when we're in the movie and we're doing scenes and you decide to change the script at any given moment, I want to know. I want to be able to keep up with you.
It keeps can only help your career to be paired up with Chip.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, Bert, are you familiar with how we closed the show?
I'm not. I've never made it through a full one.
That's all right. You're not alone. Hold on a second. Daddy has to make. Hold on one second.
Here's what we do. What? What are you making? What?
Stop. No. Just it was a little gas. All right. I count down. Now, Sam, what do you want to plug? That's why everybody does this, for the plugs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can hit me up on YouTube, youtube.com/NatSam. And you can listen. I have a great morning show on SiriusXM with Jim Norton called Jim and Sam.
Ugh. Okay. Sorry, my internet connection. It keeps says your internet connection's unstable. I'm like, fuck yeah, so am I. But anyway, all right, Bert. Yeah. So people, what's the name of your podcast? We'll give it a little boost.
I got my Bertcast. I've got Bill Bert, and I've got Two Bears, One Cave. I got a cooking show called Something's Burning, and my Netflix special is streaming right now called Hey Big Boy.
That's fucking great. I'm doing a little bit of cooking stuff too, but they're probably much different program. How long is your cooking show?
About 44 minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah, mine's about 4 minutes.
Wow, what do you cook in 6 minutes?
4 minutes?
In one episode, I cooked Frank's and beans, and in the other episode, I made a very special recipe for my mother when I was a boy, when she would combine dinner and dessert.
What's that called?
They were lima bean cookies.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, that's good.
They were nice. They had a nice flavor. You'll see them soon. All right, listen.
Ew.
Babe, tell Bert how we end the show.
So Chip will count down from a random number, and then we'll close it out by saying, Chippy-ki-yay, father mucker.
We don't like to say motherfucker because then we like to keep it clean. And we do it at the top of our lungs. All right, you ready?
Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
All right. Go ahead, Chip.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chippy-ki-yay, father muckers.